take the Coceras. So the Rambam says in the Coceras, he says, Mitzvah Asay Achas. That is, when there is one Mitzvah Asay in this group of Hilchos Tshuva. Who, and what does that Mitzvah say? She Yoshev Achote, that the one who sins should do Tshuva, Mecheto, from his sin, Mei Hashem v'yisvada, before God, and he should be misvada. So the implication over here is that tshuva is a mitzvah. But that's where the Rambam formulates it. That hu she yoshev achote mechato. Vidui is incorporated apparently also, but tshuva definitely appears to be a mitzvah from the Koser. Okay, now all the Achronim noticed that the Lashon of Rambam in Halach Aleph seems to contradict that. Okay, so can somebody read the Rambam Perek Aleph Halach Aleph aloud?
Kol mitzvah shebatorah bein aseh bein lo saseh im ovar adam alachas mehen bein bezolam bein mishkaga kishe yaseh tshuva v'yoshev mecheto chayev lizvados lefnei ha'kel baruch hu. Shnemar isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos adam limo mal v'ashem v'oshma ha'nefesh ha'i ויזבדו את חטאתם אשר עשו, זה וידוי דברם, ווידוי זה מצוות עשה.
Okay. So from that piece of Rambam, it would appear, not like he says in the Coceras, because he doesn't say that there's a chiyuv to do tshuva. He just says that when he does tshuva, so he's chayev in vidui. And this vidui is a mitzvot asay. Shenemar. Tisvadu as a chatasam asherasu. Zeh vidu dvorim. Vidu zeh mitzvah asay. So the implication from the Rambam is that the mitzvah is vidu. What about tshuva? Tshuva seems to be like happenstance. When he happens to do tshuva, so then he has a mitzvah vidu. Not like he says in the Koseres that tshuva itself is a mitzvah. So everybody at home noticed this seeming contradiction in the Lashon HaRambam. Okay, so what I want to say is very simple. That take a look at Perek Beis from Hilchos Tshuva. At the end of Halacha Beis, he starts off in Halacha Aleph, what is Tshuva? Okay, so he gives a description of it. And then he says, yeah. Then he says, in the end of Beis, he mentions, just a second, yeah, right. Okay. He says that the tzorach lisvados pesfasov, the lomar, in yonos elu, shegomar, belibo. So he has to do vidui verbally on all the things that he did in his heart. So apparently, how does Rambam treat tshuva and vidui? So apparently he treats them both as a mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah is tshuva, and then after tshuva, there's a mitzvah also to complement it with vidui. So tshuva and vidui are both components of one mitzvah. So the tshuva v'shlemusa would incorporate tshuva and vidui. So the Ram doesn't mean in Halach Aleph that kishiyasa tshuva, when he happens to do tshuva. The Ram holds it's a chiyuv to do tshuva. But what he's saying is that aside from the chiyuv to do tshuva, there is a part of that mitzvah is vidui. Because you might think the mitzvah is only tshuva, because that's really the change. So kamash malon, that tshuva has to be complemented by being mizvada b'svasov. The lomar, yonos elu shegama b'libo, to verbalize. So the verbalization is a completion of the actual tshuva. So the mitzvah v'shlemusa is both tshuva and vidui. I believe that's the only interpretation that he gives to the Rambam. And I think the Rambam supports it with his own lashon. So when the Rambam says kishiyasa tshuva, he means don't think that when you do tshuva, that you finish with it. No, when you do tshuva, you have to complete it with vidui. And that's a mitzvah saseh. That's a component of the mitzvah. Okay? Any questions? No, they're not two separate mitzvahs. In other words, if you would say that they're two separate mitzvahs, it would mean that they're unrelated. But they are very closely related, because the didui is to enunciate, is simply to take the ma'aseh b'lev and to translate it into a ma'aseh dibur. Excuse me? Easy afterwards. Okay? Why? Yeah, let's take the next Rambam. Famous halacha. Somebody read it. Where he says, halacha gimel.
Kol ha-misvade b'dvarim v'lo gomer b'libo la'azov, harei zeh dom v'lo tovel v'sheretz b'yado. She'ein ha-tvila mo'eles ad she'yashlich ha-sheretz.
Okay. Yeah, okay. V'cheinu omer.
U'mode v'ozev yirucham.
Okay. So what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam says you do vidui and you don't mean it. So then it's like tovel v'sheretz b'yado. So everybody's familiar with that mashal. But the only question is the mashal is not a good mashal. Because tovel v'sheretz b'yado means that there's at least a ma'aseh tefila. So there's a ma'aseh that's matayer. But that ma'aseh that's matayer cannot take effect as long as he's holding on to the sheretz. But over here, if the person does not mean what he's saying, and he says vidui, it's not even tovel. There's nothing at all. It's simply empty words. The person's going to say vidui, and then he's going to make a whole system of his misvad alachet, but he doesn't mean it. So obviously, that's worthless. Because the words are not magical power. The words work only because he believes it. But if he doesn't believe it, he doesn't mean it, so there isn't even any vidui. So the Rama should have said, Kol ha-misvada b'dvarim v'lo gama b'libo ki yilo esvada. Not that it's tovel v'sheretz b'yado. Of course, by Tov over Sheretz V'yado, at least he has Tvila. He's doing a Maisa that's Matayer. But what's Ma'akev is the Sheretz. But over here, if he doesn't mean what he's saying, so it's worthless. It's not even Tovel. Okay? All right, do you follow what my question is?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to say on that question is that vidui contains an element that we didn't notice. And that vidui means that he is moda. He admits that he did something wrong. So what the Rambam doesn't mean to say that the person is intentionally, when he's saying vidui, he's intentionally going to continue with the fate. He's not thinking about that. He never went through the process of Azivas of fate. But he actually is sorry for what he did. So when he says vidui, he is a moda. He admits, I did something wrong, I'm sorry for it, and I want kapara. So in vidui, there is an element of being moda al-anas. He's being moda that he's wrong. The only thing is, he didn't go through the process of azivas achet. But it doesn't mean he's negating that in his mind. Because if he's negating it, and he's contradicting his words, then the words obviously have no value. But he is not contradicting his words. He's really sorry. The only thing is, that the long process of Azivas HaChet, or the difficult process that he has to go about, he did not do. So that's why the Rambam equates it to Tovel v'Sheretz B'yodah. miyado, because it's as if he's tovel, because he's moda, that he's wrong, but yet he did not go through a zeros achet. Rashi on the Gemara in Tainus to Zion, Rashi says it's speaking about a guy that stole money. So he's moda that he owes it, and he's moda he did wrong, but the only thing is, he didn't return it. He didn't return it. So there was no aziva sachet in terms of giving back the money. In other words, there are two discrete processes. In other words, he's really moda that he's wrong, and he feels sorry about it, and he admits it to everybody. The only thing is that he's struggling with the component of returning it. So there Rashi says that that's the case of Tovel v'sheretz b'yado. So that's pretty close to what we're saying. In other words, that it's not that the vidui has an extra element. That element is that he's sorry. So he's sorry, and he's moda. So the Rambam is telling you that you might think that there's some value in the fact that he's sorry and that he's being moda. So the Rambam says, no, there's no value in that at all. That's why Tovo v'sheretz b'yado. Okay? In other words, in vidui, there is an admission. And you might think that that admission has some value. At least he admits he's wrong. Maybe that has a kiyum. That has some type of a kiyum. So the Rambam says no. That is kilu tova v'sheretz b'yado. As long as there's no aziva sachet, so then it's not going to be effective. And that's the pasuk. Moda v'ozev yiruchem. That's why the Rambam quotes that pasuk. That a person is moda, that feels sorry, and that admits, that's fine, that's very good. But v'ozev, only if it's followed up by aziva sachet, then it's yiruchem. Then he'll be an object of God's compassion. Okay? That's the concept. All right, hold on then. Okay. Could somebody read it? And then they're in the Ramon, that's right. Perakala from Hilchos Shuva Halacha Beis. Could somebody read it loudly and slowly?
Soyer Mr. Leach?
Yes.
Okay, Soyer Mr. Leach, Lefi Shu Kapara Lechol Yisrael, Toin Godol Mizvade Olov Al Lishon Kol Yisrael, Shnemar Vizvade Olov Es Kol Avonos B'nei Yisrael.
So in other words, what the Rambam is telling you here is that the Vidui of the Kohen Godol is Al Lishon Kol Yisrael, which means to say, it's as if every Jew was Misvada, because the Kohen Gadol is doing that for him. Okay, go ahead.
Soyer HaMishtaleach Mechaper Al Kol Averos Shabbatora Hakalos V'Chamuros.
Okay, so he's saying that when the Kohen does the Vidui on the Soyer HaMishtaleach, so it's Mechaper for all the Averos in the Torah. Hakalos V'Chamuros. Okay, go ahead.
Bain she'ovar b'zodon, bain she'ovar b'shkogah. Bain she'hodalo, bain she'lo hodalo. Hakol miskapir basor hamishtaleach. V'hu she'osa tshuva.
Okay. So the Rambam holds, not like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that the sor hamishtaleach is mechaper for all the averus, even if he did not do tshuva. Okay? Even if he did not do tshuva. But the Rambam, Rambam doesn't paskin like Rebbe. The Rambam paskins that the Soyer HaMishtaleach, if you do tshuva, it's mechaper on everything, there's nothing to think about. Period. If the person did tshuva, so then the kapara on through the Soyer HaMishtaleach is complete. But go ahead.
Ovalim lo osa tshuva, ina Soyer mechaper lo ela ala kalos.
Okay, so now the Rambam is making a condition. He's making a conditional. Up to here, it sounds like the Rambam requires tshuva. And without tshuva, there's nothing to talk about. Now he's kind of taking a different, taking a little bit of a different path. That's true. While it's true that if he does tshuva, he has nothing to be concerned about, and the sword is mechaper on everything. But what happens if he didn't do tshuva? So if he did not do tshuva, so the Rambam says, then it doesn't mean there's no kapara, but it means there's no kapara on the major averos. But on the minor ones, there is kapara, which is a very interesting thing. That seems to be going along with Rebbe's position. Okay, go ahead.
Umahin hakalos, umahin hachamuros. Hachamuros hein averos shechayavan alayan misos based in okares. Ushua shav v'sheker al pi shein bo kares. Harei hi min hachamuros. Ushar mitzvos lo sasa mitzvos hasei shein bo hen kares hein hakalos.
Okay, right. That's the end of that law. So the Rambam is very clear that what does the Rambam hold by the Sora Mishtalayach? That if the person did not do tshuva at all, did not do an ounce of tshuva, that nevertheless, for the kalos, he's going to get a kapara. Which means, what are the kalos? An asei and a los asei, that don't have kares. Which literally means, and I say, let's say he didn't pick up Talad Minim on Yantif, or he didn't blow shofar, so he misses out on an assay. Well, lo sasa would mean, even if he ate chaza, the person ate chaza, so he's over on a lo sasa, but there's no chorus on it, so therefore it's considered kalos. So according to the Rambam, if a person ate chazer and he's bizman shebeisam, he's fortunate to be bizman shebeisam mitzvah shkayim, so when the Kohen Gadol supplies him with his vidui, because his vidui al lashon kol yitzrael, so when he supplies him with his vidui, so it comes out that the sora mishtalech is mechaper, is mechaper without tshuva. So what question arises? Immediately, the question from the halacha that we just did, correct?
Right.
In other words, kol ha-mitzvada, the lo gomar b'libo la'azov, is ketovo l'sheretz v'yodo. So how come over here it's not ketovo l'sheretz v'yodo? The Kohen Gadol it's true, the Kohen Gadol is the emissary and is doing tshuva, is doing vidui for everybody. So everybody has a vidui, fine. But nevertheless, if he's not Goma Beliba Lazov, it's Ketova V'Sheretz V'Yedo. So why don't we consider this also a Tova V'Sheretz V'Yedo? Right? That's the question that immediately strikes a person's mind when they're going through this run. Correct? That's right. And there he means, obviously, a real vidui. That's correct. So this is the question. Okay. This is a question. Right. Okay. So, and to take a look further in the Rambam and Halacha Dalet.
Afal pi?
Yeah.
Afal pi shat shuva mechaper sal hakol, v'atzmo shel yom ha-kippur mechaper, yesh averos shehein miskaperin b'shaitan, v'yesh averos shehein miskaperin elo lachar zman. Ketzad?
Right.
Ovar Adam al mitzvah say she'im ba kareis vasa tshuva eino zoz misham ad shemochun lo miyad.
That's mitzvah say. If you didn't say Krishna. Okay, go ahead.
Ovar al mitzvah lo zase she'im ba kareis v'lo misas based in vasa tshuva tshuva tola v'yom ha-kippur mechaper.
Okay. So there you need two things. You need tshuva. And that's Tola, It holds off the onesh, and Yom Kippur comes along, and it's machaper. Ve'elu nemar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper alechem. Okay. So here you see the Rambam splits it up differently. That when it comes to talos before, he says it's an asay and a los asay. But over here he says that only if it's an asay, that then we say that it's machapa right away. But if it's a los asay, then it's machapa only with the Yom HaKippur. Surely the Yom HaKippur. He separates the asay from the los asay, correct?
Right.
Whereas before, he groups it together in terms of kalos. So the question is, why did he not group them together over here? Okay, hold on. Over
al krisos uvisas basedin vasa tshuva, tshuva v'yom kippurim tolin, v'yisur in aboam olav gomrin lo hakapara.
Okay, so then he needs three things. He needs tshuva, he needs Yom HaKippurim, and he also needs what? Yisurin. They complete the kapara. Okay? Yeah, so there you need three things. You need Tshuva, you need Yom HaKippurim, and then he needs the Yisurin. The Yisurin complete the Kapara. And then the worst thing, of course, is Chil Hashem. And what does he say by Chil Hashem?
Ba'medvar mamurim b'shlochil as Hashem b'eis she'ovar. Avo machal as Hashem afal pisho as a tshuva v'higia yom ha'kippurim. V'hu ome b'tshuvaso u'bo alav Yisurin eno meskaper lo kapar gemur ad she'yomas. El tshuva v'yom ha'kippurim v'yisurin
okay. Yes, so what does it mean by tolin? So tolin always means it's megin. It serves like a protection, keeps him alive, allows him to go on. Okay. But the kapara gemura by Chil Hashem is only by misa. So the question is, what is this formula? What is the sense of the formula? Okay, that's really the question that I wanna resolve. In other words, what is going on in this parsha, in this halacha of the Rambam, this systematic formula? Okay, yeah, that he won't die. His life will not be cut short.
Until he
will live the full extent.
Full extent.
Right. But the kapara is not completed until he dies. Yeah, what does that mean? When he dies, what does he need kapara for?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole Rambam is always very troubling. And doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason to it. And yet, the Rambam seems to be placing it in Halacha and Perek Aleph as an important concept in Tshuva. Correct?
Right.
Yep. So what I want to say is like this. Let's go back to Rebbe. Rebbe holds that, and whenever we hear Rebbe's position, we are drawn to it, that Yom HaKippur is Mechaper, even though I didn't do any Tshuva. The Svar Mishtalech is Mechaper, because Ki Vayom HaZeh Yechaper Lechem, and you do not need Tshuva. Okay. Let's take a look at a Gemara in Shavuos. It's on a few days on the days. A few days and days. Yeah. Okay. One second. So the Gemara says like this. Go on your days and the days, about 5 or 6 lines from the bottom. The Elohim Kalos. Okay? The Elohim Kalos. Now save a loss, I said. The Elohim Hamuros. Krisos Umisus Besen. Now the Gemara asks the question. Hi, I say, Echidami. This I say that you're talking about, that Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. How is it speaking? Idolo Ava Tshuva. If he didn't do any tshuva on the essay. So it's ever for Shem Toleva. So the Sora Mishtalech cannot be Mechaper. Because we know that the Zevach of a Russia is a Toleva of Hashem. So he has no carbon. So the Sora Mishtalech cannot be Mechaper. Ido of a tshuva. Elamai are going to say that he did do tshuva. So call Yom Anami. Every day also will be the same thing, the Sanya. Over on mitzvah say, the yosa tshuva, lo zoz misham, achimochim lo. And if a person was over on a mitzvah say, and he did do tshuva, so God forgives him immediately. Okay? So the question is, this halacha of Rebbe, that on an assay, yom ha-kipur, sorry, mishtalech is mechaper, does not make any sense. Because if he didn't do tshuva, so it's Zevach Hashem Toleva. If he did the tshuva, he doesn't need Yom Kippur. He's Mechaper, God's Mechaper immediately. Okay, so where does the Sora Mishtalech come in? So the Gemara gives an answer. Amar Rabbi Zera. Yeah, go ahead, somebody finish it off.
The Ome Ben Mardo. The Rebbe.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what does Rashi say, the Ome Ben Mardo?
The Lo Avachuva.
He didn't do tshuva. It doesn't mean literally that he's a moreh b'Hashem. It means he simply did not do tshuva. But he's moda in the kapara sayom. Okay, go ahead.
In Rashi?
Yeah.
U'dekash alach zevach v'shoim to eva. Masis in Rebbe. Dama yom ha-kipur ha-mechaper al she'enon shavim. V'aykro ha-muki lo v'shar yoni.
Yeah, so what is Rashi saying? That it's really Rebbe. And Rebbe holds that what? That Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. And there's no Zevach. And the Zevach Roshan through what? Through the Sora Mishtaleach. And the Zevach Roshan Toleva is canceled. That's for another day. But not for this day. So what kind of an answer is that, logically? It seems like he's just trying to avoid a question. Just trying to give some kind of an answer. Doesn't sound like a substantial answer. Because they're saying Zevach Hashem Toleva. And now Rebbe says, yeah, but Yom Kippur is different. This day, on this day we suspend the Pasuk of Zevach Hashem Toleva. And the Pasuk of Zevach Hashem Toleva goes for other days. Yet it sounds like an ad hoc answer. Like he's just trying to get out of it. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the meaning of the Gemara? That's the question. What does the Gemara mean? So I want to make reference, just in order to clarify a little bit, to the Rambam in the Shmona Prakim, where he explains the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says that what was Moshe Rabbeinu's chait that was so serious? What did he do? So the Rambam says, because he said, Mamrim ha-yisem im Hashem, that he accused them of doing wrong. And really, they didn't do anything wrong. That God wanted to, on the contrary, wanted to give them order. It was a good request. There was no avera in their request. And he made them feel guilty that they were Balei Avera. So what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam means that here was a tremendous opportunity for Klal Yisrael. Because if Klal Yisrael did not feel guilty, so they would feel close to Hashem, and because Hashem gives them the water and doesn't punish them, doesn't give them any onesh, so on the contrary, they would feel an avas Hashem. And that would create a bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, it would be totally different. So the Rambam is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu inadvertently, by thinking he understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, that they were mamrim, so he jumped to that conclusion. And because he jumped to that conclusion, he took away an opportunity. The opportunity was that they would say, the chesed Hashem is so great, and that we have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would have been a motivation for kiruv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that motivation, Moshe Rabbeinu, inadvertently dismissed because of the way he interpreted and was so sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koes aleihem, and that in that sense there was mamrim, and they were considered mamrim. But that wasn't, in truth, that wasn't the case. So by losing that opportunity to create the ava between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there was the Chilul Hashem. That's what is meant by Chilul Hashem. That the opportunity for Kiddush Hashem was lost. Okay. I'm just mentioning that to give you like a background concept. So what I want to say is like this, that what Rebbe means, that the Sora Mishtalech is Mechapa without Tshuva, it means that up to any chait the person did up to that moment, he will not be Nenishor. Because the Sora Mishtalech will be Mechapa. Mechapa means Kapara from Onish. There will be no Onish that he will receive for anything up to that day. As long as he believes in the Sora Mishtalech and the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol, that it's worth, that it does something. And what does it do? It's a mechaper. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a freebie, so to speak. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away, removes all the onshin that he would have had up to that time, from the chayt he did up to that time, through the Sora Mishtalech. And that's Chesed Hashem. So that Chesed Hashem of being mechaper is on the contrary, is a tremendous motivation for tshuva. Okay?
So he still has a chiyuv of tshuva?
Yes. In other words, the next day, it depends what he does. If he goes back the next day to his regular life, so then whatever he's going to do in that regular life is going to generate onish again, just like the first time. And it won't, that onish could take place, except until next Yom Kippur. You'll have the same situation again. But if the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper is something that brings him to Avas Hashem and starts moving him towards tshuva, and he does tshuva, so then he'll have a real kapara. In other words, the kapara is simply God gives him a free, so to speak, like a free suspension. Or a free removal of the chait. That's kivayom hazeh yechaper lechem. Why does God do that? God does that because through the chesed Hashem of doing that, the person may be moved towards tshuva. So that's what Rebbe means. That's why Rebbe says that you can't ask me a kasha from Zevach Rishonim Toevo, because that's by regular korban, not on Yom Kippur. The vidui on Yom Kippur is a freebie, and it's given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to motivate him towards tshuva. And it's a factor in life. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws in a factor into his life, which happens to be a motivator towards cure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what Rebbe learns, Ki Vayom Azei Echapa Lechem, that the Vidi of the Sora Mishtaleach is Mechapar. But it's Mechapar because that's God's will. That the person, if the person believes in the Vidi of the Kohen Gadol and the Sora Mishtaleach, that it accomplishes something, and that it's there for a purpose, and that the kapara up to that point is complete. So then, if he believes in that, so then the kapara will take place. And the kapara, why does God give out such a kapara? The reason he gives it out is in order to benefit the individual and make him feel less guilty about himself, and on the contrary, to motivate him to do tshuva. So that's why, that's Rebbe's answer. That you can't ask a kasha from a regular carbon, because a regular carbon doesn't have this power. Regular carbon operates normally. So they're true, they need tshuva. But this carbon is an exceptional carbon. This carbon brings with it kapara without tshuva. It's a free kapara.
Ready?
Okay.
So one other question.
What is he lacking? Is that your question?
Yeah.
What he's lacking is he's not Ozef the Ziva Sachet. Because he didn't do tshuva.
What would that look like if not for Vidoy? Like how in Mitzvah Sase, let's say he doesn't say Kriyas Shema. So usually he'd be Mitzvah, he'd say, I didn't do Kriyas Shema and I won't do it again. So then what else would one need to do? What's he missing after that point?
Well, what he's missing is that he didn't do tshuva on the fact that he didn't do Krishma. It's as if he's Mitzvada. The Kohen Gadol's Vidui works for him. Okay, so now he realizes he was wrong and he's Mitzvada. But it's a Vidui without tshuva, without a zero sachet. So how could it be effective? So the answer is that's precisely the Gzeres HaKosef, that this Vidui of the Kohen Gadol is effective, regardless. Why? That's God's will. That the person should not receive any onesh after this moment, after this moment of the Vidui Kohen Gadol. Right?
Right.
Rebbe, maybe you could...
The Aziva Sachet means that he recognizes what caused them to do the fate, and that he changes himself mentally, internally, that the next time the fate comes up, or the opportunity for the fate comes up, he's not going to follow it. That is the process of Aziras HaFate, that he actually restructures himself. He realizes this was a bad thing to do, I shouldn't have done that, I should not do it. I shouldn't have done it in the past, and I make up my mind that the next time I have an opportunity, I'm not going to do it. So that really is tshuva gemura. That's a ziva sachet, and with vidui, there's kapara. Okay, vidui is where he comes out and he's moda that he was wrong, but he does it verbally. And he's completing the tshuva belibo by activating it into a verbal realization, which is superior. And it's also an open admission, verbally, that he's wrong. That's really, and then if he really means that he's not going to do the chait anymore, then that's a ziva sachet. That's a complete phenomenon of tshuva. However, if he just does the vidui, feel sorry, like we said before, that's not going to help him, because as long as he didn't have the process of aziva sachet, of changing himself, so the next opportunity to fail comes up, he's not going to give into it. If he didn't do that, so we say there's no kapara. However, on Yom Kippur, it's different. That's the exception. And Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives kapara for nothing, free, even though he's not Jose, even though he didn't go through that process. As long as he senses, as long as he ties himself to the vidui, that he's sorry, the kind of saying he's sorry for it, and he's modi, he was wrong. So there's a kapara that is given by God to that individual. Now, listen, why does God do that? It's hard to answer, but the simple idea is that by doing that, he recognizes Chesed Hashem, and this is a motivation for doing tshuva. So it's a factor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces into his life, a positive factor. Okay?
So, ready?
Yeah.
Why would that only work for the Kalos? Shouldn't that also apply to the Chamorus and the Chayvik Kuzos?
Going on Chamorus? Well, according to the Rambam, that's the Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. That Rebbe holds the works on the Chamorus as well. And the Chachamim say, no, on Chamorus, it won't work. Only on Kalos. So your question is, how do we understand the Chachamim?
Yeah.
Rebbe is straightforward.
Yeah.
Rebbe is consistent. That the tshuva that God gives, that God gives, is a kapara that goes straight through. Whatever the video is on the Seder is, that's what the kapara is on. But the Chachamim distinguish between Kalos and Chamorus. Okay, your question is why? Why? Good question. And what are the Chamorus? Chayvei Krisus and Mises Bezin. So the, apparently, you see, what are the Averis? The Averis are against Klal Yisrael. So where he cuts himself off from Klal Yisrael, that's the Chamorus. So apparently what the Rambam holds is that if he goes so far as to cut himself off from Klal Yisrael, so then the Sohar Mishtalech will not work. Maybe that's what the Rambam intimates in his Lashon, where he says, Sohar Mishtalech, Lefi Shehu Kapara Al Kol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Mitzvah Dalov, Al Lashon Kol Yisrael, Shenemah, Mitzvah Dalov, Eskovanos, Bnei Yisrael. So it's speaking about the fact that the Kohen Gadol is being misvada on averos that break him away from Klal Yisrael. It's a kapara Klal Yisrael. But the only thing is, just a second. In other words, the vidui will only help if he's included in Klal Yisrael. But if it's an Avera which breaks him away from Klal Yisrael completely, like Kares, so Kares is an Avera where the sin itself is where he removes himself from Klal Yisrael. So in that type of a chet, the Chacham hold, there's no free kapara. It's only where he ties himself to Klal Yisrael. So that could be an Asay and a Los Asay. But Krisis is different, because by Krisis, the person is really removing himself from Klal Yisrael. And by doing that, he's removed from the situation of the Kohen Gadol being Mechaper, being the Vidui being effective.
So if he's high Krisis already, then does he get his Isur number Kalos?
How could it work on one set and not on another set?
Yeah, if he's already removed because he did the thing that made him Chayv Misa or Karis, how can he have the thing that Isser that was a Kalos? How can he have those that are Mechaper if he's not part of Kal Yisrael anymore?
Yeah, well, we have a principle of Kim Leber Rab Minei. which means that if a person has a superior chet, that superior chet covers the lower chet. It's not going to make any difference that the kalos whether or not the kalos are niskapa, because he has the chamuros. So you're right, in a chanami. There's no difference. His status is going to be determined by the chamuros.
Is the answer that Rebbe was just giving, is that like a philosophical thing or is that a technical thing? Because when the Kohen Gadol does his vidoy, he says, I'm being mitzvah for Kol Am Yisrael. So are we saying that now he's just not part of Am Yisrael, so he wouldn't be included in that vidoy? Or is it like a unique philosophical thing that for some reason that vidoy just wouldn't include him because of the nature of his sins?
Yeah, what's the first way?
That just because the Kohen Gadol says that his vidoy is going on Kol Am Yisrael, and if he's done Averus Chamuros, he's no longer part of Kol Yisrael, so therefore the vidoy can't encompass him.
Whereas since it's such an Averus Chamura, so if it's not the Chlal Sora Mishtalech. I mean, I know we're not answering exactly why, but you have to realize the Rambam doesn't say, doesn't give any hint why. I mean, he just says that's too far, that God did not give a kapara for nothing on someone who removes himself from Klal Yisrael through doing krisis, chayva krisis. I mean, that's about all we can say about it. I don't have any further answer. I don't have any clue as to why God does it that way. The only thing is, you can't say it's irrational. It's not irrational because those averus are different type of averus. And those averus, God did not give a carte blanche. He did not give a kapara. But averus, which he remains tied to Klal Yisrael, but he was just an avarion, so there, God gave him a free kapara. Okay. But let's get back to the first question and the other question. The question was, how could the vidui work? Because you have a problem that is misvada b'sfasov, and the zeno z'belibo is kilu tovo v'sheretz b'yado. So what would the answer be? How would the Rambam answer that question? Why is it like tovo v'sheretz b'yado? So what's the answer? In other words, the same answer that the Gemara gave for Rebbe. The Gemara asked, according to Rebbe, Zerah V'Shayim Toeva. So Rebbe said, yeah, that's every day when God doesn't give a free kapara. But by the Surah Mishtaleach, that's the very idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give a kapara for nothing, even though he's not Ozev. So you can't ask me that question, because that's the very institution itself, is to give kapara blanketly. And that's exactly what the Rambam would answer if you asked him, how come the kalos, why is it considered that the person was not, there's no azivas achay, it's tovo v'sheretz v'yado. So the Rambam would answer, that's true every day of the year, but not today, because that's the very concept of the kapara, is that on this day the kapara is different. That the kapara stems from the vidu, from the Surah Mishtaleach. Correct? You see my point? In other words, it's the same answer as Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that today there's no din of Zerah V'Shem Toeva? How could you get rid of that din? The answer is, it's not you getting rid of the din, but that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that he's mechaper without the process of Azivas HaChet. By the way, that's what Rabbi Akiva means. Ashrechem Yisrael, mi metar etzchem, avichem shebashamayim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants a kapora, carte blanche, even free. Kivayom hazeh yechaper lechem. So he grants a free kapora. And that's why somebody mentioned, Aaron Zimmer mentioned a very good point. He says, why do you have over here the changing of the Lashon Zahuras? The thread changed from red to white. Why was that so important? But the answer is because that was the whole purpose, was to show the Chesed Hashem, and that would influence the people. So that's the special reason why you have such a strange phenomenon only over here. That they, why do we have to be informed about the God's Mechaber through the Lashons or through the changing of the thread? But the answer is because that's the very purpose. The purpose is to show Klal Yisrael the Chesed Hashem in order to motivate them to Kiryas Hashem. That's the essence of Yom Kippur. Okay? So that's why you can't ask the question over here, well, why don't I say that Vidi is only Vidi Dvarim, and Vidi Dvarim is Ketovah V'Sheretz B'Yodo? Because that's not the case over here. Because that's precisely why you have the Sora Mishtalech. And hopefully it has a good effect on him. The king gave him a pardon, and now he recognizes that and will act accordingly. And it'll be Ozei V'Sheretz Chet. Okay. So what's left? The question is, why does the Rambam defer? Oh, yeah. So now, take a look at the halacha of Bizman Hazeh. She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayom. Halacha Gimel. Somebody read halacha Gimel.
Bizman Hazeh, she'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, ve'ein lanu Mizbach Kapara, ein sham el tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperas al kol haveros. Afilu rasha kol yom avas tshuva b'achrona, ein mazkirin lo shem risho. Shemar rishas harasha li'koshel bo b'yom shuvo me'risho. Va'atzmo shel yom ha'kippur mechaper l'shavim. Shemar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem.
So what does the Rambam mean by va'atzmo shel yom ha'kippur mechaper l'shavim? What does that mean, mechaper l'shavim? Well, if you have to do tshuva, so tshuva is going to be mechaper. So what do you need Yom Kippur for? So the answer is, he's going to explain that if it's a chait, that's only an asay, so then you don't need Yom Kippur. But when do you need Yom Kippur? When it's a chait, when it's a los asa. Because los asa, we say that tshuva is Torah and Yom Kippurim is mechaper. So Yom Kippurim operates like a freebie like before, only in the case where you need in order to get kapara, the tshuva is not enough. That's what the Rambam means. Mechaper l'shav means it's an entity, and that kapara, if his maimon and that kapara, Vahusha maimon, Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Yogas, Vahusha maimon v'kaparaso. He has to believe in the kapara. If he believes in the kapara, then the kapara is effective. That the yom itself is a mechaper. But there the Rambam says it's only on an asay, not on a los asay. Because by a los asay, he's being mevatel the mitzvahs b'yadayim. Asay nekein an asay, he's not being mevatel b'yadayim.
He doesn't need an asay. I thought an asay you don't need any.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, you're right. I mean on a low sasay, but not on a...
No courage.
That's correct. Because when I say you don't need anything, you're right. That's why it doesn't group them together. Because for the asay, you don't need a Yom Kippur. The only time you need Yom Kippur is for a low sasay. Why do you need Yom Kippur for a low sasay? Because over there he did a maisa b'yadayim. And a maisa b'yadayim is machayev. Tshuva is not enough. You need an institution of kapara. And the institution of kapara is Yom Kippurim. And the effect that Yom Kippurim has on him. Okay? So that's why That's if it's a losase. But let's say it's a chayva krisis. So in a chayva krisis, what we say is that since the person did such an action against Klal Yisrael in a chayva krisis, that he can never remove the energy completely. So therefore, he needs Yisurin. Because Yisurin is something that lowers the attachment to the Avera. So that's why he needs Yisurin. In order to lower the energy. And by the worst of Avera, which is Chilul Hashem, he could never really remove it completely. So that's why it requires Misa. Because it means during his lifetime, he'll always have a little bit of that energy flowing there. So Yom HaKippurim has an effect on the energy by a low sasa, that it lowers it. And the Atma, that's the Atma Shi Yom HaKippurim, it's Mechapa L'Shavim, that the effect of Yom HaKippurim, the beneficial effect of Yom HaKippurim, will lower the amount of energy that is engaged in the Avera, that is attached to the Avera, attracted to the Avera of the low sasa. And by Chayva Krisis, where obviously he has a greater involvement of energy, so then the only thing that will be effective is Yisurin. So the whole Rambam really is based on one idea. It's based on the concept of the nature of Kapara. But the reason why you have these different, why he brings in these different cases is because he's demonstrating how Yom HaKippur is effective. And it's effective to, in the case of the low sasa, to lower his energy attachment, because he recognizes the chesed Hashem of kapara, so that recognition will lower the investment of the energy into the chet of the low sasa. Yes, it's not the kapara of the misa. It means that he can't lower, he can't get rid of the energy until misa occurs. As long as he's alive, that energy of Chilul, the energy that was involved in the serious chet of Chilul Hashem, cannot be removed completely. So that's why he doesn't get a kapara until he dies. Like, let's say, for instance, if he dies right away, and he doesn't live through Yom HaKippurim. So why should it work? He didn't have Yom HaKippurim, he didn't have Yisurin. The answer is, it's not halacha that those things are part of the kapara. It's halacha that he can't remove the energy. So until Misa, he can't remove the energy. So Misa is always going to be effective by the virtue of the fact that it removes the energy attached to the Avera. You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different system. But here again, Yom HaKippurim appears as a mitigating factor that the effect... that the Yom HaKippurim has on the person is to lower his involvement in the Avera of the Lo Sasa. It's similar to the case before by the Sora Mishtalech, that the effect that God gives him a free kapara has on him is a beneficial effect. And if he goes on the next day like before, so he'll start adding up more Averas. But it might be that he doesn't. It might be that because he sees God gave him a pardon, so that'll have an effect on him, that'll be cause of a tshuva, and it'll be cause of a mutav. And over here, the recognition of the chesed Hashem lowers the energy involvement of into the low sasa. It's a little bit different, but it's the same concept. That the chesed Hashem of kapara affects the person.
In what way is teshuva b'sman hazeh mekapar al kol averos, if it's only on the mitzvos aseh proper?
Say it again.
The Rambam says teshuva is mekapar al kol averos, but then he just says it's only mekapar on the aseh. So.
Oh. He says, even though it's mechaper, but some is lizman and some is liachazman. So liachas man is more serious. It's true it's mechaper and all of theirs, but the kapara of the tshuva does not take place. You know, what does it mean? It means like this. It means because tshuva is a chayt. But in certain chatoyim, you can't remove the involvement of the energy. So that's why it will postpone the full kapara.
And it says it's gomer in lo hakapara.
That's right. The kapara is really the tshuva. But the only thing is that he did tshuva, and it's mechaper. The only thing is that there still has to be, he can't change his nature, and a certain amount of energy is going to be involved. So it's gomer to kapara when the energy cannot be expressed.
In what way is it tshuva if you still have energy in the area of the iser? Isn't tshuva when you remove your energy from that area?
Well, tshuva is when he removes as much energy as possible for the human being. Now, a person, not every person can remove all the energy. Like the Rambam says, that Shlomo HaMelech had an excessive typhus nashim, and he could never remove all the energy from that area, no matter how much tshuva he did. That was part of his nature. So tshuva is only insofar as it's possible for the person to do. But in certain circumstances, you can't really remove all the energy. But it still is tshuva. That he's not holding you accountable after the vidui. If you believe in the vidui of the Kohen Gadol with regard to the Sora Mishtaleach, so you're tying yourself to the vidui. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you an onus for anything that happened before. So what I'm saying is, you see that on Yom Kippur, it's not just negatives. It's a very positive concept. Ki vayom ze yechaper alechem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper. If you mime it in the Yom, even on an Elosasa, he's mechaper. He gives you a blanket kapar.
If a person needs the Yisurin or Misa, let's just say Yisurin, to really remove his energies from the area of the Yisuri Karis. And it seems unjust that Tarsh Baruch wouldn't give them Yisurin if the Sir Mishlech was Mechaper, because then they would never have an ability to remove their energy.
That's, you're right about that. The only thing is, it's a different method. In other words, God has different methods. So when you have the Migdash, so then the method was that by giving the person a free kapara, it affects him for the good. But that's a different method.
And that would remove the energy in the same way Yisurin would?
It won't, but that's the chesed Hashem, that it'll drive him towards tshuva.
But I thought a person independently without Yisurin is not able to remove these energies for the Yisurin Karis, or Yisurin Misa.
Right.
That you need the Yisurin. So if the person doesn't get the Yisurin, because they are mechaper by the Sir Mishaleach, won't they be lacking what they need to fully get their energies out of this area?
You mean if he's chozer b'tshuva?
Yeah, even if he's chozer b'tshuva after the Sir Mishaleach, he's still unable to fully remove his energies. So it seems like he's lacking in a certain area.
Not if he's chozer b'tshuva. If he's chozer of b'tshuva, so then he's going to be, he doesn't, then even without the Sora Mishlech, he's a scabber. The Sora Mishlech is where he's not chozer of b'tshuva.
Well, let's say, even if he is chozer of b'tshuva, for an Yisur Karis, you still need the Yisurin to be mechaper. I thought you said because without the Yisurin, just being chozer of b'tshuva by itself won't remove your energy from that area.
That's correct.
So even if the Sir Mishaleach causes him to be chozer b'tshuva, if he's never going to get the Yisurin, How does he have his energies out of that area?
No, he will get the Isser.
Even with the Seir Mishalayach?
That's correct. He just won't get Nenash up to that day.
Aha. Uh-huh. So the Onish and the Isser are two different things.
That's correct.
How did the Yisurin affect an individual if a person isn't able to actually say these Yisurin are coming from this Avera? How did the
Yisurin help him?
Yeah, he can't ever know necessarily that these Yisurin are coming because I did this Avera. So what effect does it have on the person?
I mean, how does he know that the Yisurin are coming from the Avera? Maybe it's just happenstance. Like he's not under Hashgacha Pratius.
Yeah.
You're right. That's something a person can't know.
So then why is it a prerequisite for Tshuva if it doesn't...
Because of the possibility that it is.
The Gemara says you frustrate myself.
Right. In other words, there's a possibility that it's really Hashgacha Pratius. And if it's Hashgacha Pratius, so then, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, how do you know what the Yisurin are coming from? Maybe it's just...
you mean in the case of the Yisurin? No, over there, it's saying Yisurin lowers the investment. Because that's the nature of Yisurin. It doesn't matter if he knows or not.
What kind of Yisurin is it talking about? Like getting sick?
Yisurin means suffering. Various types.
So why
I can't think of your whole list there.
Why would it lower one's attachment if the person has no idea what it's...
It removes his attachment to the world. That's a natural effect. He can't do what he was able to do before. He can't engage himself like in frivolity like he was able to before that. Because he's bothered by Yisurin. There's a chazal, one has a chazal. By the way, I know that everybody wants to know exactly how the... Mishpat takes place, but that we can't know. The only thing we have is certain guidelines and certain concepts and certain ideas that emerge. But you can't really know exactly how. Like Tyson says, how come we see Russia lives very long? So he goes over all kinds of errors. So Tyson says, Shemi yesh lo shum schus. So what does that mean? It means that all these things are not precisely like it's written. The writing of these things gives us concepts that we could use in order to be close to the tshuva. But I can't give you an exact formulation of what's going to happen to you. Because there are too many factors involved. These are some factors, and when you look at them alone, this is what emerges. But they're not the only factors. So we really can never know the real Mishpat Adin. But we could know certain ideas that we could use in our lives to benefit us towards a better Mishpat. And that's the general statements, that's the generalities that the Rambam picks up in this parable. Yisurin, the Gemara says that Shlosha Chayeim Einam Chayim, three people's lives are not considered living. One is Mishi Yisurin Moshlim Begufo, a person that is overcome by Yisurin, by physical Yisurin. So it affects a person. But you can't say, if you see a person that has Yisurim, you can't say that's that these are the Yisurim because he did tshuva on an Avera of Chayav HaKrisis. You can't know in particular. It's just there is a general concept like that. Like Chazal say by Yisurim Shalava, that they one of the time, one of the Amoraim was suffering from Yisurim. So they said, Chavidun lach Yisurim? Are you happy to have Yisurim to be Mechaber? He says, Lo hein velo slan. I don't want them. So it's not that it's a simple formula, but it's just saying in general that trend that is true, that the Yisurim remove a person from his involvement in Olam Hazeh, which basically lowers the amount of energy. But there are a lot of factors involved. I mean, a person could have Yisurin and he could not affect them, or it could be Boi Yisurin, or simply it doesn't affect them. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. This is just one path. So the path is there, but the person can't know when and where. It's just there is such a concept. There is a concept that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does give a kapar on Yom Kippur. Because of the fact that he believes in Yom Kippur, so that affects him in a positive way, and the kapara of the tshuva is completed. Recognition of Yom Kippurim lowers the energy. That was the formula, if I'm not mistaken. So we're saying that if a person recognizes that there's a concept of Yom Kippurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper, that this lowers the amount of energy involved in the losos.
That's not a free kabbalah.
That is. It's a result of the recognition of the day.
What is the recognition of the day?
The recognition of the day is that after that day, if he believes in the day, that he'll never get an onesh for anything he did before.
Aren't I only
locking
onesh because of recognize the day?
Excuse me?
Isn't the reason I'm locking onesh because I recognize the day?
That's correct.
Right, but I'm saying recognizing the day is recognizing I'm not getting an onus, but I'm not getting an onus because I recognize the day. It seems
and
like
that's, in other words, you recognize the day, you recognize the chesed Hashem, that since you're mindful of that day, that there can't be any onus from before that day if you did tshuva. So that causes a person to remove the energy from the avera, from the lo sasa.
If it's a chesed Hashem, isn't that like a natural thing of the day? Isn't that not dependent upon your energies actually being removed?
It's a natural thing.
If it's a chesed Hashem, isn't that independent of your energies actually being removed from the area? Isn't that what the chesed is? That even though you don't deserve it, so to speak, you still get the kapara?
That's correct, but that has an effect on you that it removes the energy. It's not circular. In other words, there's a kapara sayom. He did tshuva, but his energies are still involved. And HaKadosh Baruch is mechaper that he'll never get punished for anything before Yom Kippur. So that's the Yom Kippur Yom HaZeichaper, that the Yom is mechaper. Now, once he recognizes that idea, that concept, that itself is going to remove the energy. Otherwise, what does it mean? Ki hayom hazeh yechaper alecha.
But that itself assists in the teshuva process by further removing energy.
What's that?
But that itself further assists in your teshuva process by further removing your energy? That fact?
That's correct. That's correct.
Is that what basic kapara is? Removal from onus?
Well, I say it again.
Is that what the basic concept of kapara is? Removal from onus?
That's correct. In this paragraph, where it mentions kapara, it means kapara is onus. It's like what Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vato ela Hashem, uwe achapro be'achataschem." It was kaparas onish. So he has the guarantee on a person that went to McDonald's and ate a hamburger. So he's over a losasa. And he did tshuva. And then he has Yom Kippur as a guarantee that they'll never get any onish from before, from what he did before Yom Kippur. Even though his energies are involved to a certain degree. But that itself, the fact that he has that guarantee, that itself affects his energy involvement. It's not circular, but it's reflexive. In other words, the assurance that he has that he will never receive an onus beyond Yom Kippurim, that itself affects him. But that assurance is given freely, kiva yom hazeh yechaper alecha. So it's a double concept. So what I'm trying to bring out is that you should look at Yom Kippur not just in a negative way. On the contrary, Zavas Hashem, Kippur Yom HaZeh Yechaper Le. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper, and we have that guarantee. And therefore, that should motivate a person to do tshuva. It's fire and brimstone. But I mentioned to my other shiur that we should all have in mind Eretz Yisrael when we misspell, because that's really the biggest danger that we have. And it's the whole world against us, and the political situation is not great, and we have to misspell for Eretz Yisrael. So you should, in your tefillah, you should just have in mind in every bracha that when you have kapara, that it should be a kapara for Eretz Yisrael. Any questions? Over the Chayva Mises, Chayva Krisis?
Yeah, Krisis or Misos, you're it's done for. You got to get your Miso.
Or Mises Bezen?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say how much you assume you have to get. I mean, that could be up to the individual. That he can get a little bit of Yisurim and then he removes the energy. Yeah, because that's devastating. That's when Yisurim are devastating. So that you don't want. where you work, even if a person gets a serum, of a lot of the serum of Chulayim Rayim. So that means there's a certain amount of serum that's good. But beyond a certain point, then it's, it takes the person away from everything. So that you don't want.
Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu give those Yisurim to a person if they're going to destroy him?
Cannot answer that. That's a big one. That's the question that everybody wants to know the answer to.
It's
a question of Tzadik Varelo. Why should it be that way?
Right, but in this case, it seems like it's sort of specifically geared towards assisting the person to shuva. It's not just a regular phenomenon. It sort of seems like the actual device used by Kadosh Baruch Hu to help the person enter the shuva.
That's correct. In other words, there are such Yisurim that help a person. But then we see tragic Yisurim, we can't explain it. That's a different parsha. All the Rambam is saying is that there are good Yisurim, if you can use that expression. That there are Yisurim that lower the person's involvement. If he's predisposed to it through Tshuva and through Yom Kippur. But he's not saying that there aren't horrible. Try to look to the Rambam himself. Rambam lost his brother. That was the worst thing that happened to him. He was for a year or two, was in bed, bedridden from the Yisurim. So why should it happen? We can't answer. The Rav one time said that one of the biggest tragedies that people don't realize is the Rambam's loss of his brother. And because of that, he was unable to learn. He was totally devastated. Why does that happen? We don't know. But all the Romans bring out over here is that there are Yisurim that are beneficial. Where he did not do tshuva?
Right, because he's already had kapara, so what more does he need?
No, that's what I said. It's only a kapara up to that point. The next day, if he doesn't do tshuva, he's going to start all over again on his path where he's going to get a virus. He's going to get a yonshu. And he didn't do tshuva. He only has a freebie on the time before Yom Kippur.
But isn't he still chayiv Yisurin for the things he did before Yom Kippur?
Is he chayiv Yisurin?
Right, let's say he did Yisur Akaris before Yom Kippur. Sirim Shleya comes. At that point, he has Kapara. But does he still need Yisurin for that original faith?
No. But it's not going to help him after Yom Kippur. There will be a certain reduction in onesh naturally because of the kapara, but that's all there's going to be. He has a pardon. It's like the person gets a pardon from the melech. So the pardon from the melech says he's not going to get any yonshim. But now it depends. If he goes back to his original ways and doesn't affect him any, he's going to be an enemy of the melech. Again, and he's subject to full onus. It's a completely different process, and you can't equate that to tshuva, but it does exist.
Yeah.
Well, onshin is bad things that happen to a person as a result, primarily, as the Rambam sees it, as a result of his ways. It's a result, it's a natural result of his ways that he gets into bad conditions that are not, that don't help him in any way. They just harm him. That's Onshim. Onshim is where he has terrible things happen to him that don't help him in any way.
As a natural result of his personality?
As a natural result of his going off the way of thinking of the Torah. It could be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain case, does it to a Rasha for some reason. Maybe he's harming others. Maybe there's a different reason. Could be both. Could be a natural result of his habit, of his action, or it could be that God intervenes because he may be harming somebody else, or his life, his existence is of no benefit, or his non-existence is of a greater benefit. Could be.
So when we say that the Seir HaMishtalef removes Onshin, does that mean that there's going to be Hashkacha, that even though this person's way of life naturally would lead him into Onshin, God has a Hashkacha that removes these Onshin, even if he doesn't do Shuvah?
Well, no, you can't. It depends. I mean, sometimes it could, in certain cases it could be. But certain cases, if it's said, if it's fixed, he can't, he's not going to have a miracle change the result. But if he didn't go into the evil part yet, then he won't be, the Hashkacha will not allow him to suffer.
So Hashkacha will prevent things from coming about that his personal life naturally would have caused.
That's correct. You mean the Seir HaMishtalef?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, Rabbi, maybe we'll stop here.